For most of us, the old image of prison is one of barbed wire, cramped tiny cells, and overworked guards. But slowly, the face of prisons across Europe is changing. Repetitive everyday tasks like opening and closing doors, monitoring suspicious behaviour, and preventing smuggling is being handed over from humans to computers. And here in the coastal resort of Ayanapa in Cyprus, directors of prison and probation services have been discussing the issue at their annual conference.
There are many applications. Cameras can also, if combined with artificial intelligence, recognise patterns of behaviour.
That's Jan Kleysen, the Director of Information Society and Action Against Crime of the Council of Europe. He says that artificial intelligence could monitor vulnerable prisoners who are at risk of suicide.
They are often being watched on a 24/7 basis, often on a screen, by a human being. The attention span of artificial intelligence has no dips. And therefore artificial intelligence can be extremely useful to help in the observation of prisoners, either by camera, but for instance there are other applications such as measuring respiration.
Prison rules across the continent are generally drawn up by the Council of Europe, and they're intended to provide non-legally binding standards on what's considered good principles and practices, not only in the treatment of detainees, but also in the management of detention facilities. Dominic Lehner, the chair of the Council of Penological Cooperation, seems enthusiastic about artificial intelligence. He says it could have a pioneering role.
Well, outside of Europe, there is use of robots instead of prison staff, but that's not our main what we're mainly speaking about. We're mainly speaking about things like allocation of cells, for instance. Artificial intelligence algorithms can help you how to compose the prison population together, who with who, which cells, things like that.
A whole raft of issues have been discussed at this gathering, ranging from prison violence to data protection. But it's overcrowding, which is seen as one of the biggest problems facing prisons in Europe. As it stands, France, Austria and the Czech Republic are all suffering from prison overcapacity.
Overcrowding is not conducive to good and sound prison management. It's one of the reasons why violence may erupt when there is overcrowding. Not only does that mean that there is less space available in square meters for prisoners, it also means that prison staff is overstretched, whereas prison staff is there not only to lock prisoners up, but also to help them on the path to resocialization and eventual reintegration in society.
Prisons also face a number of long-standing challenges, one of the leading issues being the high percentage of foreign nationals who are held in some jails, which increases difficulties for prison authorities.
There are different problems in that some countries have a very high percentage of foreign nationals, which of course increases the difficulties. You can think about language barriers, for instance, cultural differences as well. There are countries like, I think, Spain, which have a very high percentage of foreign nationals. When I say high percentage, that means more than 50%. Prison staff that is trained to deal with prisoners and, of course, are themselves also coming from a particular society may find it difficult to interact with, and the same goes for the inmates when there are cultural and linguistic barriers.
The general feeling at this conference after it wrapped up was that with so much time and resources needed to deal with foreign inmates, it's hoped that new technologies will be able to alleviate in some part the pressure on staff so they can devote more time to prisoner welfare. Nathan Morley, DW, Cyprus.